This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. After Storm Daniel brought flash flooding in Libya, the death toll is rising with at least 10,000 people missing, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
In Libya's eastern city of Derna, hundreds of people killed in devastating floods are being buried, but many more may have perished here. Floods broke dams, washing away entire neighborhoods. At a UN briefing, International Red Cross Libya envoy Tamir Ramadan speaks of the severity.
Yeah, the death toll is huge, and it might reach to thousands. But what we can confirm now that thousands of people have lost their lives, thousands of people has lost their homes, and thousands of families are stranded or lost.
Libya's government's now issuing an international appeal for support as the humanitarian response may be beyond the abilities of the country and local aid organizations. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Hopes dimmed on Tuesday in Morocco's search for survivors, 4 days after a powerful earthquake killed more than 2,900 people, most of them in remote villages of the High Atlas Mountains. Search and rescue teams from the kingdom and from abroad kept digging through the rubble of broken mud brick homes, hoping for signs of life in a race against time following the 6.8 magnitude quake late Friday. As North Korean leader Kim Jong-un arrived in Russia by private train on Tuesday for talks with President Vladimir Putin, UN Security Council members traded barbs on arms supplies to Ukraine.
There is incontrovertible evidence that Russia is negotiating potential deals for significant quantities and multiple types of munitions from the DPRK to be used against Ukraine.
Britain's UN Ambassador Barbara Woodward. This is VOA News. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives are launching an impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy announced Tuesday that he is directing committees under Republican leadership to conduct impeachment inquiries against President Biden. A focus of the investigations will be activities of the president's son, Hunter Biden, who engaged in transactions with foreign entities prior to his father's presidency. The House Speaker has been under intense pressure for weeks from arch-conservatives to move against the president. Democrats have released a memo detailing what they call Republican lawmakers' weaponization of their offices and exploitation of congressional power and resources to promote debunked and outlandish conspiracy theories about the president and his son. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Prisoners in Bahrain have suspended a mass hunger strike after 36 days following a pledge from the Gulf monarchy's authorities to improve conditions, activists said on Tuesday. At least 800 inmates joined the strike, which was the biggest in Bahrain's history. According to the activists, who said some prisoners' health was deteriorating, dozens of people have held scattered protests almost daily in support of the prisoners, in echoes of the large-scale demonstrations that rocked the tiny island state in 2011. Ahead of the high holidays, Jewish leaders in the U.S. stress the need for security vigilance as anti-Semitism surges. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
The Jewish high holidays that encompass Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are meant to be a period of joy and reflection. The season is also a time of heightened vigilance in the face of recent increases in anti-Semitic threats and violence. A network of Jewish security experts and religious leaders are hosting several webinars to help prepare for the season. Among the topics, how to respond to an active threat targeting the Jewish community and how to stop severe bleeding. Security measures have been expanding at Jewish institutions across the United States for more than a decade. I'm Walter Ratliff.
American tech giant Apple on Tuesday unveiled its next generation of iPhones, a lineup that will boast better cameras, faster processors, a new charging system, and a price hike for the fanciest model. The showcase at Apple's Cupertino, California headquarters comes as the company tries to reverse a mild slump that has seen its sales drop from last year in three consecutive quarters, partly because iPhones haven't been selling as well. The iPhone 15 due in stores September 22nd. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.